Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from the Baltimore, D.C. area. I hope you guys are having a good night wherever you are. I hope that you are blessed and that you know that God loves you, that you are loved no matter what you are experiencing tonight. One of the things I want to talk to you guys about is that God is always, always in a miracle working business. And even when you're thinking or you're feeling as if things can't get right, things won't get right, I want to encourage you today to know that God loves you, that God will keep you in the midst of your storm. You know, ever since I was a kid, there was something that I always wanted to do. I always wanted to make a difference. I always wanted to reach out to people and to encourage and help people. And I think now at this age I'm at, which I'm not going to share with you tonight, but at this age and this period in my life, I'm beginning to realize what's really and truly important to me and what's really important and what I feel like God wants me to do with my life. Sometimes things don't happen the way we expect them to happen. And sometimes things in our lives, doors open, and we don't expect certain doors to open, but they open anyway. And sometimes they just put us in a place where we feel as if we're not going to make it, as if we're all alone. But I want to encourage you today to know that you are not alone. I want to encourage you today to know that God loves you and God has the best in store for you in your life. I just want to encourage you guys to just know today that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, that God loves you. And my prayer for you today, as it is for myself as well, is that we will look inside our hearts and really pray and just ask God to really lead us in the direction that he would have us to go in, to lead us in the direction that he would have us to go in, to lead us and show us how we can make a difference in someone's life. I have a friend of mine by the name of Tyrone, and I'm not going to say last name because you guys don't need to know all that information, but one of the things that this friend of mine has always done is that he's always encouraged me to do my best and I just want to encourage you guys today to know that God loves you, and no matter what you're experiencing, always reach for the best, always reach for your best, always reach for the goal and do what God has called you to do. Today I'm going to play this song, and then we're going to come back and I'm going to discuss some more things with you guys tonight. I'll be right back.
Seems like I should run away, 'cause life is hitting me in the face. Hey, hey. But I'm feel afraid. I can fight through the pain, 'cause I know something's gonna change. I see the haters standing around, so I know I gotta make it count. Get ready for war, I'm standing my ground. No matter the score, I will never back down.
Hello, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. Don't go anywhere, there's more to come your way. So sit back, relax, and continue to enjoy the show.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you guys for tuning into the Heart of Love radio show. One of the things I just want to encourage you guys to do today is to be able to understand that in the midst of all the things that we go through, in the midst of all our situations, in the midst of everything, that God loves you, that God wants the best for you, and that there is no weapon formed that will prosper against you. I just want to encourage you today to understand that God is in the midst of everything. And sometimes we think that we're all alone. We think that God has forgotten us, that God has left us in some kind of form or fashion. But I would like to encourage you today to understand that God indeed loves you, that God indeed will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. The number here is 646-595-4311. I don't understand what's going on with my account, but I just want to encourage you guys today to know that God loves you and that God cares for you. No matter what you're experiencing, no matter what you're going through, I want to tell you today that God is in the midst. He's in your midst. God loves you. God has the best in store for you. And I just want to just encourage you today to understand that, to know that, and to understand what God is doing in your lives. I want to tell you today that Psalm 91 verse 3, it says, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. So today's message is God will save you. I want to tell you tonight that sometimes we deal with things in our lives and we go through experiences in our lives. If I can share with you, I'm going to just be real with you guys tonight. You know, first of all, if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. I'm your host, G. Wright. The number here is 646-595-4311. That number is 646-595-4311. Sometimes when we're going through experiences in our lives and we're dealing with situations, we say, God, you know, I don't feel like being bothered right now. And sometimes we go through these things, we say, God, I don't feel like being bothered. I don't want to deal with this situation. I don't want to deal with this thing right now because that's not what I want to do. But God has a way sometimes of getting you to do the same thing that you say that you don't want to do. And if you're in ministry or if you're even thinking about being in ministry, sometimes we can go through situations in our lives and we say, God, why have you forsaken me? We say God, like when Jesus was on the cross, and he's like, you know, Father, why have you forsaken me? Of course, not the same situation or scenario. But sometimes we feel like God has forsaken us. Sometimes we feel as if, you know what, things just aren't working out the way I would love for them to work out. And sometimes what happens is that we don't feel like doing it. Sometimes we don't feel like praying. Sometimes we don't feel like fasting. Sometimes we don't feel like saying, you know what, let me keep some hope alive. Sometimes we just don't want to hope because we're going through what we're going through. We're experiencing what we're experiencing. But I want to encourage you guys tonight, just know that God will save you. In the midst of your situation, in the midst of your storm, God will save you. And even in your going through something, even doing that thing that you say you don't even want to do, God will still save you. I'm going to keep this real with you guys. You know, I've been gone for a while, and I've come back home and to a new situation. And God was impressing on my heart while I was away that things were going to be new, things were going to be different in my life. And what happened was that things definitely were different. Things definitely have not been the same since I've been back. And I'm telling you guys this because sometimes you might get to a thing where you might have felt like you were hearing the voice of God. And you were hearing the voice of God, but then some other things happened, and you just felt like, am I really hearing the voice of God? Did I really hear God's voice tell me to do this? Am I really doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I really doing this thing? And is it really happening? Am I really, honestly, really doing this? And I just want to tell you for myself that what was happening in my life, that I was getting to a point where I felt like, you know what, God, you know, I prayed about the decisions I've made, and I felt like I was supposed to have done some of the things I've done. I felt like I was supposed to have gone on a tour. I felt like I was supposed to have done these different things that I've done. I said, God, how? Why am I coming back to this situation when you said you would fight my battles and that all things are new, that I would not have a lack? And what happens is that God placed on my heart, he's like, okay, it's time for you to start preaching again on your radio show. Because if you've been tuning in to if you guys have been tuning in to the Heart of Love radio show, before I left, you know, I was preaching every week on the radio show. I was preaching, and I'm getting good feedback from you guys. But people are telling me, you know, you're really touching our hearts with the ministry, with the preaching and everything. So I was doing that once a week, and God placed in my heart again, okay, it's time for you to go ahead and start doing that again. It's time to go ahead and start doing that. And I'm gonna tell you guys what I said. I was like, God, I do not feel like preaching right now. I'm going through this situation right now. Now, mind you, God has already told me that he will fight my battles. He's already told me, look, I'm going to be there for you. Look, I've got you. Look, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, so I have you. So there's no reason for you to worry. So God had already shared that with me. But what happened was that I didn't want to hear it. I'm being honest. I know the question is, how can you be in ministry and you don't want to hear it? How can you be in ministry and God tells you, it's time for you to minister? You say, God, I don't feel like ministering right now because my situation is saying this. But I want to tell you tonight that you might be going through some things in your life, and you might be saying, God, why am I dealing with this? God, why am I going through this situation? God, why do I have to deal with this thing right now? Why? But I just want to encourage you today to understand that sometimes, I'm going to tell you what happens. I'm going to tell you guys what happened. What happened was that I was in this situation, and I told God, today. I said, God, I do not want to preach tonight. So as the show got close, came close to coming on show and everything, and I'm just keeping it real with you guys. I am just being real with you guys, okay? What happened was that I said, God, I don't feel like preaching tonight. Maybe I'll do it Thursday night. I just don't feel like doing it tonight. And I'm gonna tell you what God will do sometimes. I'm gonna tell you what God will do, and God will allow it to happen sometimes. Sometimes God will allow you to be in a situation, and He will allow you to go through what you've gone through. And sometimes He will change the situation, and sometimes He won't change the situation. Sometimes God will allow that thing to just sit there. And the only thing you've got to do is have the faith. And faith, according to Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1, says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if you see what's happening, then that's not faith because you see it. So I've come back home to a different situation, to some things that I never had ever expected would happen, because I felt like I walked on water, out on water, on faith, and I did. But I want you to understand today that sometimes we might say, God, what we're not going to do. And I'm going to tell you what happened. Let me finish telling you the rest of the story. The rest of the story happened like this. I told God, I don't feel like preaching tonight. Because generally I would preach on Tuesday nights and play music in between my main points. So it's like, I'm not going to preach tonight. And what happened was that I came on, logged onto my profile and went to get ready to go ahead and, do some different things. And what happened was that I went on, logged into my show. It is not, my account is not like it was before. So it's something that's going on that's not the same. And it's like, okay, what's going on here? What's going on here? And I just want to tell you guys what happened. I want to tell you what happens sometimes. Sometimes God will allow us to go through some situations. Sometimes God will allow us to go through situations to deal with some of the things we've got to deal with. And God will allow us to go through this stuff. So what actually has happened, you guys, is that actuality, guess what? I'm forced to preach. This is not a matter of being forced to preach. Sometimes you've got to preach in the midst of your storm. Sometimes you have to preach in the midst of your situation. Sometimes you've got to press on through your situation, determined to let God be glorified and for Him to do what it is that He desires to do in your life. I want to encourage someone today that sometimes in life you've got to preach through your trial. Sometimes you got to preach through your circumstances. Sometimes in life you got to preach through your situation. You know, sometimes in life you've got to push on through your situation in spite of your situation, in spite of your ups, and in spite of your downs. Sometimes in life you've got to preach through your adversity, through your trials, and through the growing pains. Sometimes you got to press on, press onward, and press on toward the mark. You know, and that's the truth. You want to know what the truth is? The truth is that sometimes in life you've got to just keep on doing that. Sometimes in life you got to keep on doing that. Sometimes in life you got to keep on doing that. Sometimes in life you cannot stop. You've got to keep on doing what it is that God has called you to do. Because no matter what has happened, no matter what your situation is, God is in control of everything. And just like what's been going on and in my life, and I can imagine what's going on in your life as well. I just want to tell you today that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want to tell you today that no matter what your situation might appear to look like, I want to tell you that God will save you. God will save you in the midst of your situation. But also with that comes also an understanding that God is going to have his way in your life. And if it is your desire to really be in what God has called you to be in, I want to tell you today that God has his hand on you. And I want to tell you that God will make all things to become new in your life. And what I'm telling you today is this is going to bring some clarification for someone who's out there listening right now. I want you to know that God sees your situation and that God has his hands on you, and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm here to let you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm here to tell you that depression will not take you over in this season. I'm here to let you know that your finances are yea and amen. God has you where he wants you. And I want to tell you this because I know I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who's sitting around and praying and believing and saying, hey, God, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk through this thing. I'm going to walk through this thing. I'm going to walk through this situation. I'm going to become the person you've called me to become. I know I'm not the only one who has trials and tribulations. But I want you to know that through it, through God, all things with him, all things are possible, that God will bring you through your situation. It says in Psalm 91, verse 3, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. I want to tell you today that God will save you. It's a promise. I'm not saying that he might save you, but I'm telling you, it's certain that God will save you. And not only that, he is able to save you. Yes, even you. It's amazing that when you witness to people and you tell people, you know what, God loves you. When you tell people, you know what, God loves you. And sometimes people say, well, how can God love me? How can God love me? Because I've done this, I've done that. I haven't been the best person that I know I should be. How can God save someone like me? I'm not good enough to be saved. You know, and I've heard people say this. I'm not good enough to be saved. I'm not good enough to actually deserve God and deserve the things that God has in store for me. But I want to tell you that according to in the Word of God, it says, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I want to tell you that God can save even you. And I say this because sometimes we look and we say, God, that there's no hope. Sometimes in life we say there's no hope. We say there's no hope. There's no way that God can actually save us. There's no hope. And we go through our lives and we say there's no hope. We go through our lives and we say, there's no way that this can happen in our lives. And what happens is that we go through the things we go through and we experience in our lives. And we say, you know what? I don't deserve the love of God. We say, I can't be loved. We say, there's no way I can be loved. You know, but I want to tell you today that God will save you. And I say this to you today, Yes, even you. God will do that. He's able to save you. Not only will he, but he's able to save you. Yes, you. If you're listening in right now, this is the Hard Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright. And I'm having just a little malfunction on my network. But it's all good. It's all good. And if you've been tuning in, I've already shared with you guys that, you know, tonight I told God I did not feel like preaching. I said I did not feel like preaching right now because my situation is I don't know what's going on. But God will cause things to happen. God will cause things to happen where you have to do what it is that he's called you to do. And I just want to encourage you today. I want to encourage someone who's out there right now that God loves you, that God will save you. So I'm going to play today, for those who tune in at different points, I'm going to play Mary Mary's song, Never Wave My Flag, all right? So that's what I'm going to do. The number here is 646-595-4311. Feel free to come through and talk with me. Let me hear what you've got to say, all right? I'll be right back.
Never wait.
life is hitting me in the face. Not today, not today.
Hello, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. Don't go anywhere, there's more to come your way. So sit back, relax, and continue to enjoy the show.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and my number here is 646-595-4311. When you call in, press 1. Press 1. Don't be shy. Don't be shy and all of that. Call in. I want to hear from you guys. God will save you. I want to tell you this. Even when you feel like you won't be saved, even when you feel like your situation is too hard for you to handle, you know, I understand that after older people would say that God would not give you too much that you cannot handle. But I also want to encourage you today. I want to also encourage you today to know that God has his hand on you. I want to encourage you today that God will bring you through your situation. I'm not going to just give you some kind of rhetoric. I want to tell you that God is God. We talk about faith and we talk about walking in faith. We talk about living by faith. But, you know, it's a different thing to talk about it and it's a different thing to do it. It's a different thing to talk about what you believe in God's going to do versus saying, you know, God is not going to do it. But some people, God has been taking care of you. God's been opening doors up for you in your lives and you've been thinking, how can he do this feat right here. And it's amazing to me how sometimes we forget, so often we forget what God has done for us in the past. Sometimes it's so easy and we forget what God has done for us last week or the day before. Some of us have had some bills that were due, and we didn't know how we were going to get through it. We didn't know how we were going to pay these bills. We didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know how we were going to do it. We just knew that God has to have a way. He's going to do something. And I'm saying this to someone because someone out there understands what I'm talking about. Someone out there in Blog Talk Radio has been through something where you've seen God move in the face, before your face. I'm going to share something with you real quick before I keep on going with the message. I'm going to share with you that I was speaking with someone, and this person was telling me, they were saying this to me, they were telling me this. This person was telling me this. They were telling me that they looked in their billfold. They said, Greg, gee, this is no lie. They said, I pulled out money, and I had money. And then when I went to take the money, when I went to take care of some things, when I went to open up the billfold, they said this. They said, my money doubled in front of me. The money doubled in front of me. They opened up a billfold, and it was supposed to be just like $20. They said in a blink of an eye, it was like more money was in their hands. God can work in your life. God will work in your life and in your situation. I want to tell you that no matter what you're going through right now, I just want to tell you that God is in the midst of what you're going through. God is with you in the midst of your situation. God is with you in the midst of your trial and your tribulation. And there's a story that I shared, a message I shared before I left to go on tour, and it was about walking on the water. when the disciples were in the boat, and they're like, "What is that?" And Peter's like, "If that's you, Jesus, call me to tell me to come to you right now." And Jesus did, and Peter jumped on the water. He didn't ask his friends, "What should I do? How should I manage the situation?" He jumped onto the water. He wasn't looking at the situation. He wasn't looking at the circumstance, but he jumped in the water. He started walking on the water. He started walking by faith. He started walking in the midst of that storm. He started walking. Some of you guys are going through a storm right now. And Jesus said, you know, follow me. God said, follow me. And you just started to follow God. And then you started paying attention to the people's voices. You started looking into the situation. Oh, no, I can't walk by faith because, you know, this bill is due next week. Oh, I can't go to school because my goal, what I want to do is do this. But God is saying to you that there's something new that he wants to do in your life. And the only thing you've got to do is believe. Sometimes we make this thing to be so much bigger than that, so much bigger, this big thing so that we can never, ever, ever achieve. Because sometimes we make the whole process and the situation be so much bigger. When the only thing God is saying to you is you've got to believe. When the only thing God is saying to you about your situation is that you've got to trust him. When the only thing God is telling you today is if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Some of you are going through some things, and some of you, God has called you out of darkness into his light, and God says, it's time for you to let your light shine. Don't hide your light underneath a bushel. Let your light shine, and that's what God is saying to you. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. God loves you. I'm here to tell someone, because someone out there needs to know right now, someone who's listening to my voice, who listens to G-Right on the Heart of Love radio show, needs to know right now that God loves you. Some of you need to know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Some of you need to understand that God will never leave you. God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. So your situation is saying one thing and God is saying another. But what God wants from you, what God wants from you is your faith. What God wants from you right now is your trust. God wants to know that you love him. God wants to know that you trust him. God wants to know that you believe that he is who he says he is. God will save you. God is able to save you. He's able to save you from the fowler's snares. Fowler's snare. You know, and we say fowler, you know, someone who's a predator. Someone who wants to trip you up. Someone who wants to make sure that you don't make it. Someone who's your enemy. God will save you from the fowler's snare, from their traps. Now I want you to understand today that people will set up traps for you. I want you to understand that people will set up traps for you. And that's how it goes. What happens in my life, something that happens with me, that something has happened in my life where I've had to sit back and I've had to say, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do about this situation? How can I do the things that I need to do? How can I make a difference in my life? How can I do this? How can I become the person God has called me to become? Listen to this. One thing my mom would always tell me is that you can't share everything with everyone. And that everyone who you think is your friend is not actually your friend. And at this age, in my upper 30s, I understand what she says. I understand what she's saying. I understand everything she's been trying to teach me. I understand now. I want to tell you today that I understand what she was telling me. I understand everything that she was saying. You know, and I just want to tell you guys today that God will, he's able to save you from deadly pestilence. People want to kill you. People want to kill your dream. People who don't want you to even get started. There are people right now who might be around you who perhaps have wished that they could even become half the person you've become. So what they do is that they tear you down. Sometimes people will do deadly, they will create deadly traps to make sure that they, because they think they're doing something. But I want you to know that God is able to save you from deadly pestilence. Mark chapter 10, verse 27, and you can also look in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. It says this, basically, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. I want you to understand tonight that all things are possible. I want you to understand tonight that your situation might say one thing, but I want you to know that God will say, peace be still to your storm. And if you are walking on the water and you hear God speaking to you, don't start focusing on the wind, on the water that might be hitting you in the face. I know your situations, people might be saying, look, you're never going to make it. You have that slapping you in the face. You have people's attitudes hitting you and punching you, knocking you down. You have the things that people try to set up against you, waving those things up in your face. Someone out there is listening to what I'm saying. Someone out there, you feel what I'm saying right now. I want you to know this, that God will save you. God will save you from people who don't have your best interests at heart. He will save you. He's able to save you. I'm going to tell you this. Stay with God. I'm going back to this Mary Mary. Never wave my flag. Listen to his words, and I'll be right back. The number here is 646-595-4311.
Hitting me in the face, hey, hey, but I'm here. cause I no longer feel afraid. I can fight through the pain, cause I know something's gonna change. I see the haters standing around, so I know I gotta make.
Tell you guys right now that I really appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Heart and Love Radio Show. And I just want to say this. God will save you in the midst of your storm. I want to tell you this. You've got to do what God has called you to do. Don't let your situations dictate what you will and what you won't do for God. Don't let your situations dictate what you will do and what you won't do for God. I'm telling you, if you've been tuning into the Heart of Love Radio Show tonight, you've been listening to me share my heart, share my love, and share what I'm going through. And I just want to tell you guys right now that some of you are going through some things that are similar to what I'm going through. Some of you have your destiny staring you in the front of your face. And sometimes you don't understand everything that God is doing, but God is working it out for you. He's working it out for you and working it out for good in your life, trying to. He's trying to work this thing out in your life. He's trying to do this thing that he's in your life. But one of the biggest things that God wants to know from you today is this. Are you willing to do what God has called you to do? Are you willing to take the chance? Are you willing to say, you know what, God, I'm believing you for that you're going to do what you said you are going to do in my life. I believe you are who you are. So in the midst of my situation, I'm going to praise you. In the midst of my situation, I'm still going to do what you called me to do. And for those who might know me and might not know me, God has called me to preach. Now, does that mean I'm perfect? I am far from perfect. G. Wright is not perfect. But I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing, hallelujah, I'm pressing my way to doing what God has called me to do. So even in the midst of my situation, God set me up because I ended up having to preach anyway. I ended up having to preach anyway, even though I said I don't want to preach because of my situation. I don't want to preach because my situation is this. My situation is saying this. Even though God is doing some great things on this end, this other part of my life, I'm feeling like, oh, God, what is happening? What's happening? This situation does not look good. I want to tell you today that God will save you in the midst of your situation. I want to tell you today God will save you. I want to encourage you tonight to stay with God. Don't fear the situation, but trust God. Lean on Him for direction and clarity in your life. You know, I'm going to tell you guys this. Sometimes we want to lean on our mothers and our brothers and sisters, and sometimes we want to lean on our best friends. And some people, I say, you want to lean on Pookie. You want to call your cousin Skeeter. You want to call this one. You want to talk to your girlfriend over here. You want to talk to your buddies over here. You want to hear what your mom and dad have to say. But I want to tell you, at some point in your life, you've got to start leaning and depending on what God is saying, not on what people around you are saying. What has God told you about your situation? Then speak on that. Speak on those things that God has called you and has told you about your life. Speak on those things. Speak on those things that are pure. Speak of those things that have substance. Speak of those things that really mean something. And I say this because sometimes we lose ourselves in trying to get everyone else's approval. What has God told you? For myself, you guys, for G-Wright, one thing that God did say, God said this, look, trust in me. I've got you. God will save you. I'm going to tell you guys, don't lose hope. Don't give up. And don't tell God what you're not going to do for him. Don't let your situation dictate what you will or what you won't do for God. Now, I'm preaching to myself, you know, and I hope that something that I'm saying right now will touch your life. And I've got to tell you this, don't go ahead of him, but find that rest in him. Stay with God. Don't go ahead of him. Some of you all are going through a storm. Some of you all are dealing with situations. But make a decision. Do it today. The one is saying like this. Millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. Millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. Millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. And I'm going to tell you that tomorrow is not promised. Don't say I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today, oh, Lord, but it's so much easier to say. I want to tell you today to trust in the Lord with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. Rest in the Lord. Don't be moved about the things happening around you. Make a conscious decision to stay in the Lord. God will save you. I look forward to seeing you guys again this coming It's coming Thursday from 6 to 7. I just want to say God bless you. God keep you. And may you find the peace in God and allow God to become who he needs to become and wants to become in your life. God bless you. I'm leaving you with Mary's Never Wave My Flag. God bless you. Don't forget to make this show a favorite of yours. Don't forget to check me out on my official website at gwrightonline.com. You can Twitter me, hit me up on Twitter at gwrightlove. Also, you can instant message me and send an email on Yahoo to gwrightonline. God bless you guys. And know I'm praying for you, and please continue to keep me in your prayers.
I realize this is the day. Cause I no longer feel afraid. I can fight through the pain. Cause I know something's gonna change. I see the haters standing around. So I know I gotta make it count. Get ready for war. Not today, not today.